two of the truths universally acknowledged in my life and career as an academic have been that Jane Austen remains tremendously popular, and that the humanities remain in perpetual crisis within higher education. My name is Michael Cramp, and I'm a professor at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and I'm excited to welcome you to my new podcast, Jane Austen and the Future of the Humanities. Within circles of higher education, teachers, scholars, students, and administrators have become all too familiar with pronouncements of a crisis of the humanities. Dating back to at least the middle of the 1950s, this term denotes a supposed lack of confidence in the traditional humanistic disciplines like philosophy, theology, and English, but it also exposes a failure to adequately express the importance and impacts of humanistic study. Beyond these circles of higher education, amongst diverse public audiences, this crisis suggests a struggle to define or delimit the humanities. What are they? What do they do? How do they help us? And why should we care? In my 30 years in higher education, I have participated in dozens and dozens of conversations with colleagues and administrators and students about the future of the humanities. We have devoted great time and energy to discussions about the value of the humanities, the importance of the humanities to other disciplines, including STEM fields, and the specific skills students acquire in humanities classes. We have reviewed verified data that demonstrate both how employers clearly want to hire students with humanities degrees and how students with humanities degrees consistently enjoy financial and professional success and enjoy happy lives. Good, well-intentioned people have worked very hard to uphold the value of the humanities. And in all honesty, I'm not at all convinced that any of these tireless and sincere efforts have had much meaningful impact. Within higher education, fewer and fewer students are studying the humanities. Humanities departments are closing or collapsing, and funding for the humanities is shrinking across the nation and indeed around the globe. Politicians are now targeting humanities departments and their faculties for their teaching and their research, creating hostile environments that threaten the free exchange of ideas, prompting some scholars to flee the academy, and leaving those who remain with a sense of despondency or even fear. Despite our efforts, despite the data, despite pronouncements from administrators that the humanities are crucial or even foundational, the future of the humanities within higher education seems precarious at best. The alarming cost of higher education and the extremist politicization of disciplines, ideas, and scholarship no doubt exacerbate the situation. Many of my colleagues in the humanities find themselves defending their teaching, scholarship, and even professional choices against political decrees that threaten women, people of color, and anyone who voices challenging, discomforting, or at times unfamiliar ideas. We are likewise negotiating the manipulated fears of students and parents about what we do in the humanities, as well as the harsh realities of tuition bills that drive so many decisions in and out of academia. To alter this present condition and future forecast of the humanities, we must alter how we talk about them and with whom. I propose that we shift both the audience for our conversation and our methods. Over the past 10 years, I fear my discussions about the humanities with academics and administrators on college campuses have proved relatively futile, but my conversations with diverse public audiences about literature, film, religion, politics, and culture have been dynamic, vibrant, and transformational. And no doubt, one of the most consistent components of these conversations has been the stories and ideas of Jane Austen. Jane Austen and the Future of the Humanities is an attempt to leverage the stories and ideas of Austen to express the value of the humanities to diverse public audiences. The podcast premieres in early 2025 as we begin a year-long celebration of the 250th anniversary of Austen's birth, in which academic and non-academic organizations will be commemorating the life and writings of the great novelist. I have organized and designed the podcast not to address my colleagues at universities, but to speak with parents, students, and various individuals who may now doubt the value of studying the humanities, may lack clarity about what the humanities do at the university level, or may have even become frightened by or disaffected with humanistic study. But these various publics love Jane Austen, and Jane Austen can help us to make clear the work of the humanities and make this work relevant again in our lives. Jane Austen is a distinct cultural figure who is at once vastly popular, tremendously versatile, and widely respected. She enjoys truly global popularity, has been read, adapted, modified, and commercialized by diverse, eclectic, even diametrically opposed groups of people. And she continues to enjoy great standing within and without of the Academy. Indeed, only Shakespeare can match Austen's cultural standing. But despite Shakespeare's greatness and appeal, he lacks Austen's accessibility. Okay, maybe everyone doesn't love Jane Austen, but I've never met anyone who hates or actively despises Jane Austen. She is popular, versatile, and global. She provides us with a dynamic cultural tool for an important public conversation about the humanities. I frame the episodes of the podcast around Austen's 6 completed novels, pairing each with what I term a humanities experience. I quite intentionally do not discuss skills or concepts that academics have often associated with the humanities. Communication, writing, critical thinking, or problem solving. Yes, employers want students to learn these, but accentuating these skills has failed to sustain or revitalize the humanities, at least with public audiences, including future students and their parents. It's well past time to tell a new story. I want to talk with public audiences about the humanities experiences we share, develop, and process throughout university study, and indeed throughout our lives. And I'm not interested in using academic language. Instead, I want to talk to you about Jane Austen. Over the next year, I will be traveling around North America and indeed around the world to speak with writers, artists, scholars, and activists who have been drawing upon Austen to communicate ideas with public audiences. I'll be traveling to Australia and New Zealand, Nigeria and Malawi, India and Pakistan, Turkey and Jordan. In dialogue with my guests, we will discuss how Northanger Abbey shows us that knowledge is a process that involves ignorance, how Sense and Sensibility demonstrates that relationships are messy, how Pride and Prejudice affirms that change is coming and will affect everyone, how Mansfield Park illustrates that resiliency is sometimes quite disturbing, how Emma dramatizes that living in community is hard, and how Persuasion reminds us that there is no script for happiness. These are not skills, they're experiences, and we draw on these experiences throughout our lives, in our jobs, in our education, in our families, in our relationships. Austen details these experiences, and through this podcast, we will consider how these experiences are central to the work of the humanities that endure. The future of higher education is a huge topic. In the next 10 years, we'll all hear much about this issue, the costs, the demographics, the politics. My podcast is focused on the future of the humanities, a component of higher education clearly under threat from politicians, funding cuts, and dwindling morale. If the humanities are to have a viable and vital future in higher education, we will need to determine an effective mechanism for communicating what they are, why they still matter, and why our students, communities, and cultures need them. And we need to share this message not with other academics, administrators, or political lobbyists, but with various public audiences, including our neighbors, our coworkers, and our families. Jane Austen is a versatile tool for this challenge. Please join me and Austen for this conversation.